Welcome to Focus on the Community on Memories 107.9 and the General 95.9 and 1580 WAMW. I'm Grant Schwartzentruber. Each week we shine a spotlight on topics important to our community. Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington and Ligonier. Well, I'm excited about today's show. I think this is going to be a good one. We've got two guests today. I'm joined by Jeremy Hawthorne and Cindy Barber, and these are two of our local leaders who are on today to talk a little bit about the Hometown Collaboration Initiative and kind of what that is. Why don't we start out, guys? Tell me a little bit about yourselves and how you got involved with this.
Well, like you said, I'm Jeremy Hawthorne, born and raised in Davies County, working here locally at Purdue Farms as a senior flock advisor.
Did you go to WC, WHS?
I did go to WC for grade school, but then graduated from WHS.
Okay, so both. Good. Mm-hmm. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Yep. Cut you off. Fine. Mom was a teacher at the high school, so switch over there made it easier for everybody.
Sure, I understand. But can't get in trouble then when mom's a teacher,
that's
right?
That's right, or more trouble.
That's right.
But yeah, like I said, I work at Purdue Farms. I'm a senior flock advisor out there. Wife, I'm married. She's an occupational therapist at the hospital, at the Core Center. And then we got two little boys. So one's almost three and one's 3 months old.
Oh, good for you. I didn't know you had two. Good for you. Congratulations.
Yes. Got involved with this mainly from Davies County earlier.
Sure. Very good. So, Cindy, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with this and just your background in general.
Sure. So I'm Cindy Barber. I'm the community development educator for Purdue Extension. That's P-U-R-D-U-E. So we have a little P-U-R-D-U-E and a little P-E-R-D-U-E.
I see. So let's keep these two things. So yeah. Purdue with P-U, that is the university. Is that right?
Excellent.
And Purdue with the P-E, that is the turkey.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Got it.
So I'm with the P-U-R-D-U-E, Purdue University. So I work for the Purdue Extension office here in Davies County. Not a native, but proud to be a 14-year resident here.
Hey, that's still pretty good. That's pretty good.
It's awesome and a wonderful place to live, work, and raise a family. So excited to be a part of Leadership Davies County. So I oversee that particular program. And last year, Hometown Collaboration Initiative was an application that was submitted on behalf of one of the groups from the program as their community project.
Okay, wonderful. So that's kind of what I was wondering. What's the connection between Leadership Davies County and this program that you're working on, the Hometown Collaboration Initiative? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, just like Cindy said, it was part of a project in the end from our Leadership Davies County class. Myself, along with Angie Mann, Candy Thompson, Sarah Dietz, Dan Maley. Am I leaving anybody out?
There's a bunch of people I know that are involved with this, but are those kind of the people that worked on the specific project?
Yes, those
specific
are the people
project
that worked on the application portion of it, and they were from Leadership Davies County. We have the rest of the people on here that are on the team member now, but those were from our Leadership Davies County class and also that worked on the application process.
So Leadership Davies County, I mean, kind of what is that? I mean, I know a little bit about it because I've been somewhat involved in talking to the individuals that participate in the program, but tell me about Leadership Davies County, Cindy. I mean, what does it mean and why do people do it?
Well, it started 4 years ago. It's done at the state level through Purdue. So we have a local version of it here that's actually personalized to Davies County, which is awesome. It's meant to give people leadership development opportunities, but also teach them, help them learn more about the county so that they can get more engaged. So we want a new, maybe update our pipeline of leaders and get people informed about what's happening and what they can do to make a difference.
Yeah, increase the people that are getting involved in the community, leadership development, that type of thing,
exactly.
Correct? Okay, wonderful.
Community leadership development. So some programs are more professional, career ladder climbing kinds of programs. This is definitely meant to impact the community.
Gotcha. So this program that we're talking about specifically is an outreach of Leadership Davies County. It's a project that you guys started, and now here we are much further along than we were then. Is that correct?
So just to clarify a little bit, so it wasn't a project that was started. It's actually a state program through the Office of Community and Rural Affairs. So and a request for proposals went out, or applications, and this group from Leadership Davies County took that on as their project, and they did a phenomenal, it's highly competitive.
Yeah.
There's been 19 communities that have done the program, and this is Generation 5.
Gotcha.
So
this, you guys call it HCI, Washington HCI, and that stands for Hometown Collaboration Initiative, right? And tell me, what does that mean? How am I to understand what those three words together, what does that mean, and how do I get impacted, or how do I choose to involve myself with this?
Well, I don't know, Cindy, maybe you take this one. That's okay. A little...
Sure. So to explain it at a higher level, OCRA, the Lieutenant Governor's Office, OCRA.
And what's OCRA? I'm sorry.
Office of Community and Rural Affairs.
Okay.
Ball State and Purdue Center for Regional Development partnered to offer an opportunity for communities to increase their capacity to grow their communities, rural communities specifically. So the program itself was designed by OCRA, Ball State, and Purdue, then put out to the state for communities that are 25,000 in population or less and are willing to...
So small communities.
Small communities.
Gotcha.
Willing to impose upon the community the importance of community collaboration.
Okay.
So not a grant. It's a program. It gives the... participants an opportunity to look at assets, to analyze data, meet with Purdue and Ball State facilitators to actually assess the assets, establish what the assets are in the community, but then engage the larger community in a survey. We had about 848 responses on a, not paper, but online survey. And then Tuesday night, we'll gather, our goal is 100 people, to give that input to us in person through a facilitated process.
So Tuesday night, that's the 30th, is that right?
Yes.
And I think you guys told me 6 p.m.
Yep.
And where's that going to be?
It's at the Harvest Center here in town. It's the old St. Mary's Middle School building. And previously, what is it now?
Harvest Fellowship Community Church, I think.
Okay, the storehouse, I think I've seen a
sign
up there.
Sure,
there you go.
Yeah. 200 West Main, I looked that up.
Okay, so we're going to have a program here on Tuesday night, and it's going to be a continuation of your efforts with this. Is that correct?
It's a forum. So one other way we're going to gather input from the community on what they feel would make Washington, this program is specific to Washington, a better place to live, work, play. Definitely want to hear from the community what they feel would be beneficial.
I love it. So you talked a lot about collaboration and engaging folks in the community. How do we do that? I mean, you guys have done this survey, you're doing this outreach program, but I mean, have you seen it be successful thus far?
That's what we're hoping to see Tuesday night. I believe that's what we're really trying to push to see if we can get, we want the community to come out and be involved. We did this survey and we're getting information back on that.
I think I did that survey.
I hope you did.
Was, yeah. It was pretty long, but I thought there was a lot of good questions. How did that get put together?
So Purdue Center for Regional Development actually puts the results together, and those will be unveiled on Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. So we'll weigh that in with the community input, and then the team. There's 20 on the coordinating team. Intentionally very diverse membership in that group. I want to brag a little bit on the application team from Leadership Davies County. When they reached out to get the commitment, you had to have a firm commitment from those 20 people. And that firm commitment meant they were willing to invest 12 to 18 months in this program. And they each had to write a personal letter of commitment. And those, I got the impression that the state, the OCRA site visit participants were highly impressed. And I think the group we had locally, hearing the passion of the people that want to be able to have their voice heard, take active participation in deciding what is best for the community and see that through to a project, because it ends up culminating in a project. What we want is input from the community on what that pathway should be, economy, leadership, or placemaking.
Okay, and I saw that in the paperwork here, just the leadership, placemaking, economy. What are those three different areas? What would that mean? What would that look like? Say you chose to pick one of those, which one would it be and what would it look like?
Well, hopefully through the survey and this collaboration initiative and everybody coming out in that forum Tuesday evening, that's where we will get everybody's information. We'll go and have another meeting after that, and then we will hopefully work on picking one of these three. Just for example, placemaking, that's just...
Yeah, what does that mean, Jeremy?
Making your hometown just a little bit better. It can mean better sidewalks, you can do things with the park. It's not necessarily a moneymaker, but it would just activities for your local residents.
Yeah, so what we would probably call quality of life issues, is that right?
Yep.
Trails, walking paths, these types of things that make a community desirable.
Yes.
Okay. and leadership. What does that mean, Cindy? Specific to this project, sorry.
From a statewide perspective, one of the options would be a program like we're doing.
Okay.
So we have that. So we
Leadership could, Davies Canada, yeah. you're saying.
Yes, okay. yes. So we could look at expanding that. We could look at youth development. We could look at other opportunities to enhance, you know, the pipeline of leaders coming into the community. And then economy, from Purdue and Ball State standpoint, for this program is really going to be looking at the bigger picture, but more entrepreneurship and then business retention expansion. There's specific programs Ball State and Purdue have in place already that once that pathway is chosen, that building block is chosen, we'll be offered kind of that platter of offerings from the universities, and then we'll decide what's the best fit. Some of the other communities, when it comes to, say, placemaking, which actually impacts economy when you look at improving quality of life.
Sure.
Could be, they've done some local food summits, so they want to focus on the local food system and what we can do with that. We could do different ways to enhance public spaces, like Jeremy talked about.
Sure, quality of life matters.
Yeah, so it's, but we want, I mean, this is not anything we're going into at all with a preconceived notion. I'll give Orange County as an example. They went with economy as their building block, but once they met, they realized they really needed to do some honing on their leadership. So they've adjusted, and they're doing a leadership program for the first time, and then they'll take that group of leaders in that pipeline and then look at the economy building block next. Oak Grove, Ball State, and Purdue do not want this to be the project to be the end of this effort. It's meant to be something that starts something more longer sustaining and in a community engagement.
And I saw that. It talked about long-term changes. And what does that mean? I mean, long-term being 5-10 years? Is that what you're thinking?
I mean, I think it's probably immeasurable. I mean,
sure. So I'm going to kind of put you guys on the spot. I am on with Jeremy Hawthorne and Cindy Barber, and we're talking about Leadership Davies County, and specifically we're talking about the Hometown Collaboration Initiative. It's going to be coming up here. We're going to have a forum on January the 30th in the evening, 6 o'clock at Harvest Church. Specifically, Cindy, if you are boss, you can decide whatever you want to do relative to this long-term process. What types of projects would we see?
Well, I think we could see some of the things. There's 19 communities have already are currently involved in this program, so they've run the whole gamut. We have other programs through Purdue that we're working on in the community to look at active living, creating a more connected community. There's lots of ways we could merge those efforts into one, you know, placemaking project. You know, we could do more things with leadership, and we certainly have looked at the need for that business retention expansion entrepreneurship piece. So
okay.
I see lots of options.
You hit all three.
No preconceived notions. No, honestly. And I mean that genuinely.
And I understand that.
We don't. I mean, that's the beauty of it. When people get on social media or they discuss in the local coffee house, you know, the things that they want to see happen in the community, we need people to step up.
Absolutely.
Because we can't expect a few people to make those big changes when there's so many other needs from an infrastructure standpoint,
right,
from other things that are needed. So what I guess what I would hope we can do is inspire people to take those local intimate conversations and bring them to the forum so we can capture those and have that lead to something bigger.
Sure. I guess coming from being originally from here and moving away and then coming back, I'm always interested in making this, kind of like you said, a better place to live, work, raise a family. Specifically, I like the walking paths, trails, sort of this active living point, and that's something that I would be interested in personally.
So that's another whole another interview, but we are working on that. So, you know, if another building block is chosen, we have an active living action plan that's under development, and that, so we'll still cover
sure.
that. I want to point out that one of the pleas I did on social media recently for this forum was to get youth there. I mean, we really, really, really need to have voices heard from all sectors of the community.
Uh-huh.
And if we want our youth to graduate and, you know, make Davies County and specifically Washington, in this case, their home,
right,
then we need to quit assuming what we think they want to see happen here.
We need to hear from them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
No, I understand that, and I know that there are no preconceptions, but I'm going to put you on the spot again, Jeremy. Just like I did with Cindy. Cindy picked all three there.
Yes.
So, I know that there are no preconceptions. But what types of things would you like to see?
I would probably be more in your shoes as well, Grant. Honestly, I would look more at the placemaking in the economy, just from growing up here, having two little ones, and I think the walking trails, things like that, are great. Also, for me and my wife, economy, as far as if we could, like Cindy said, retain local businesses, maybe get more restaurants in here.
Sure.
Yolanda's Bistro, which is awesome now. That's a great little thing now. I mean,
right.
But it for us to have something to do on the weekends and things like that, and I think that would help also, like Cindy said, for the younger people, what do they want? Why would they stay? I think some of those reasons that I just mentioned would be some of the things that would keep them here or bring them back.
Absolutely. And when you think about where somebody wants to live and if they want to move back to their hometown, I mean, there's a bunch of different reasons. There's a huge calculus that goes into that. It's not typically just one reason. So maybe, Jeremy, talk to me. Why did you choose to stay in Washington? And then I'm also going to – so, Cindy, you be ready. I'm going to ask you why you chose to move back to your husband's hometown.
That's true.
Right? Go ahead, Jeremy.
All right. Well, me and my wife are both from here.
Sure.
We both went off to college. I went to Purdue. She went to IU. So we got that – out of our systems, I guess. I loved West Lafayette. I think she loved Bloomington as well, but we both wanted to move back here.
And is your wife from here?
Yes,
she's
from here originally. Uh-huh. And where was I at now? Oh, we both wanted to move back here. A lot of it was for family. Both of our families are here. We've got a lot of it, just even my extended family's all here.
Gotcha.
Work opportunities were here as well. I like the small hometown feel. Got a little bit of the bigger, not city, but bigger towns. It was fine for a few years, but I was more comfortable coming back to a place where I knew most people, and it just felt a lot more comfortable for me.
Sure. And so now you're engaged with this program because you want to make your hometown into
better.
It's the best version of itself. Is that right?
I enjoy it for myself, and I want my kids to enjoy it, and I would hope that they would, you know, eventually as they get older, to want to raise a family here as well. But if we don't focus, like Cindy said, on the youth and what they want, then I can see why they would eventually maybe want to move away if we're not helping them out.
Makes sense. Well, we definitely need to hear from young people, mm-hmm. From everyone across the board, but I understand what you're saying about the youth. Cindy, tell us why you're in Washington and how much you love it.
I do love it. And I grew up in metropolitan cities, Detroit, Dallas, have a family farm here that's got deep, deep, deep roots historically, so that is what drew me here. Fell in love with a farmer, so now my love of agriculture and him will keep me here. And I love passing on that history and the that we have to our kids. So we're here. And we're here for the long term. So I think that so many of us have been other places, visited other places, lived other places. You know, there's a lot of richness that we can bring back and experience to make this a great place. And I'm excited about that. We've got great local leaders, but I was thinking about, you know, Mayor Wellman does a great job, and I want to put a plug out for him because he did not hesitate one second on this program when we met with him about it, and he had to commit. The project itself is funded through OCRA and the city once that's identified, you know, $5,000 each, and he didn't hesitate, but he's got so much on his plate. We just had our local government session for the leadership program from an infrastructure standpoint and managing city government, that when you look at programs like this, it takes people in the community stepping up and helping with that so that he doesn't have the whole burden of, you know, finding the funding and making these programs happen. It's our responsibility as residents, I think.
Absolutely. And I know that the Mayor Wellman's going to be involved. He was just on a couple weeks, and it was a very good program. He's a strong leader for our community, and I know a lot of people appreciate that. I'm looking at some of this documentation here. It talks about us being in the foundation phase, and then we're going to be coordinating a team to work with the mayor on next steps. Maybe big picture, explain to me where are we at in the process. We're in the foundation phase, mm-hmm. but where do we go from here and kind of the big picture?
Well, after, like you said, we're in the foundation phase. Hopefully after this forum Tuesday evening, we will get some more information, and then we will start to work towards choosing our building block. And then once we narrow down...
How long will that take, or what are you anticipating?
Well, we have a meeting about monthly, so I don't know if the next session we will... we'll gather all this data Tuesday and probably go over it the next session. So I don't know if next session we would specifically pick the building block, or it might take another session or two, maybe just kind of depending on how close we are and how tough it is to choose one. But then after that, once we would pick that building block, I think we'd work towards picking a project after that.
Okay, and so your team of about 20 people, you'll work with the mayor, right? You'll gather information, you'll take that information, look into it, and then meet with the mayor to see on the next step. Is that right?
And it's also, we didn't mention this because we talked a little bit about facilitation on the part of Purdue and Ball State, but we have a community coach assigned to us by Purdue. So she really...
Who is that?
Her name is Heather Strom, and she's one of our regional community development educators. She is up in Vermilion County.
Okay.
But serves kind of all of Southwest Indiana. And then we'll have several of the coaches from across the state will be coming on Tuesday night. We've got our core group, and we are excited about the momentum behind those local folks that are in that 20 that encompass that bigger team. But we are absolutely led and directed by awesome, well-honed facilitators and coaches from Ball State and Purdue.
Yeah, so you've got leadership for Leadership Davies County, is that right?
Yes.
That's clever. You
it's
like
very
that?
Clever,
thank
very
you.
Clever. Well, you know, they, I mean, so it's not... everything we do is has been carefully developed by the creators of the program, developers of the program, and
sure.
Then, you know, we're along for the ride,
sure.
And excited to be there.
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about this forum on Tuesday night. So, assuming someone wants to go, say it's me, I show up. What should I anticipate? Am I going to be asked to give a speech, or what's going to happen?
I don't think you'll be giving a speech.
Good.
But you will
Great.
Be interacting a little bit.
Sure.
So I think we're going to go through the survey results, and
okay.
We will have roundtables, and we're going to go through each one of these blocks, the leadership, economy, placemaking, look at the survey as they correlate to those each individual blocks. I think each session's roughly 45 minutes roundtable, and then you just kind of rotate around.
And how many – so 45 minutes and how many sessions?
There's just the three
okay.
sessions here for this forum. It'll last – roughly 2 hours, maybe a little under, depending on how quickly we move through the process and how much everybody's involved and engaged.
So whoever comes, you're going to divide them into three groups, and they're just going to rotate through. Is that right?
They'll actually probably be in groups of eight, would mm-hmm. be my guess, with a table facilitator mm-hmm. and a recorder. It'll be very well organized, and people
sure,
have asked,
good.
is it kind of an open house? Do I come and go? And it's come at six and be committed to stay and get your input for all three areas so mm-hmm. that we have everything we need to make the decision and come and hear the results of the survey. I'm excited about that.
Well, it's a tremendous amount of effort that's gone into this. That's what I'm starting to pick up, and I'm impressed with the amount of time that you guys have spent on this. And I just think it's really neat that it started from this little thing and an idea in Leadership Davies County, and then it's gone through the process of applying to participate in the program, right?
Right.
Yep.
And now here we are about to have the open house on Tuesday night. That's a neat thing, and, mm-hmm. and it's reflective of how well the program is at Leadership Davies County. I'm going to give you guys just the final plug for this program, and... if you want to, you can tell me what project you want to do, but you don't have to disclose it, Cindy. But I'm going to give you guys the final word, and then we're gonna have to close out here.
Okay. I would say my final word would be, please come out on Tuesday night, 6 to 8:30. Register, if you will. There's a Facebook event going around, and then there's also IndianaHCI.org is the website. That will give you more information about the program. It will also, if you go to the Washington section, you can hit on forum and get registered. That one is really a quick registration, just name and information, so that we collect not only who's coming, but we also have the Chamber of Commerce and German American Bank offering to do refreshments. So we want to make sure we feed everybody well.
Wonderful.
Keep everybody happy and come
out.
Don't want
a bunch of grumpy people you're trying to get information from.
No. And have your voice heard. I mean,
sure.
That's the come out and let us know what it is you think would make our community better.
Wonderful. Jeremy, anything else?
No, I think I agree. Just come out at 6 o'clock on Tuesday to the Harvest Center, and hopefully you'll learn a little bit, and we'll learn a little bit as well.
Awesome. Thank you guys for joining us. I really appreciate it. And I hope to see you on Tuesday night.
Thank you.
Focus on the Community has been brought to you by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington and Ligoti. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's program and past shows when you visit our website, wamwamfm.com. I'm Grant Schwartzentruber, inviting you to tune in every Saturday morning at 8:35 on Memories 107.9 and the General 95.9 and 1580 WAMW as we focus on the community.